Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
I listened to every tape of Rhema for 6 years that Brother Hagin did. I worked for him almost 10 years, but we didn't have Rhema the first few years. So I'm a slow student. It took me that long. I had to listen that much. But he said it was because they were speaking to two different groups of peoples, that Jesus in his ministry in the Gospels was primarily to Jews living under the Old Covenant, and that Paul was writing in the New Testament to the church living under the law of love and interpreting our lives at home under the law, the only law we have, the law of love. And so he said to those students, he took them to 2 Timothy 2:15, and he says, you're here studying to be ministers. And he said, you are required to rightly divide the word. He said, the word of God is to be divided in its study. You know, you can just skim along the top and get little bits. But if you're going to really see God's heart, you're going to have to dig down for nuggets. And you're going to have to rightly divide it. It's almost like it's a hidden treasure sometimes to be given to those who'll be willing to grow and mature in God. And so he said to them, you're going to be required as ministers before God to rightly divide the word, and you need to know how. And so he gave to them some rules of interpretation, some rules of rightly dividing the word. Number one rule, when you come to a scripture, find out who's doing the talking. For you don't have to obey everything in the whole word of God that someone said. For instance, a prime example is Job's comforters. The things they said were wrong, so you can't guide your life by them. And what they said, they got in trouble for what they said. Number two rule, find out who the scripture is talking to. Who is it spoken to? And Brother Hagin pointed out that a scripture can be for all. It can be for a certain individual. It can be for groups of humanity. And the way God divides humanity in the New Testament is given to us in 1 Corinthians 10:32. So let's turn there and see the three groups. This is absolutely bottom line, basic, foundational truth to understand prophecy. And if you don't get these three groups of people, you will have a mishmash. You will have yourself into something that belongs to the Jews. You will have yourself without a rapture. You will have yourself believing that Jesus can't come back until the kingdom's taken over the whole earth. But if you rightly divide it, you see their part, your part, the nation's part, and it's a glorious and wonderful whole. We see in 1 Corinthians 10:32 that there are three divisions of humanity that God sees. Writing to the church, he says, give none offense. And then he gives the three groups of peoples that you could possibly offend. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Now, this word Gentiles is the word for the nations. In the Old Testament, it's always the word goyim. In the New Testament, it's a good translation here when they say Gentiles. Yours probably says Greeks if you have a newer translation, because the whole Gentile world had come under Hellenism. And we're going to see that in our study of Daniel and what that means. And so the Jews, the nations, and the church are the three groups of peoples. Now, when we study the book of Daniel, we're going to study the plans for these groups of peoples and how they fit, because that's what the book of Daniel is about. It marks off a very particular length of time for us called the times of the Gentiles, and what it means to the Jews and what it means to us in watching for the Lord's return. So you cannot take the grasshopper method of studying Bible prophecy. You cannot just go in there and pick you out of scripture here, pick you out of scripture there, and prove this or prove that. You have to make it fit which groups of people it's talking to. That's how that's how cults get started. You know the name David Koresh? Koresh is the name for Osiris. And so they just hop in there and get them a chapter, and then they're it, you know. And so that's how people do when they get into error. When they tell you you don't have a rapture, They've gone over to the Old Testament, got something that applies to the Jews, and then they have to explain away 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, which is very plain. The Bible's very plain. When you study prophecy, don't spiritualize everything. Don't allegorize everything. Just read it like it says. Jesus is going to ride on a donkey. Well, he rode on one. That didn't mean that, oh, all these things about the Messiah. He's going to ride one. And he did ride one. He rode in on a donkey. Remember that? And now when it says over in the book of Revelation, he's going to ride a white horse, going to ride a white horse. Don't allegorize it and spiritualize it all. Just say, well, it's literally fulfilled. Literally fulfilled. There is some of that, but not a lot of it. It's mostly just literal fulfillment of the Word of God so that simple people like you and I can get it. Bless the Lord. If you take scriptures out of their context, you can make the Bible say anything you want to say. Brother Hagin was dealing with a man long, long ago out in the, when he was in Texas, and the guy lived out way, way out, and he kept his wife like a prisoner, and he was mean to her. And he quoted scripture to support it, how wives are supposed to submit, you know, to their husbands. And Brother Hagin says, some people only know enough Bible to support their orneriness, their meanness, their sin. And so you can support things with scriptures out of context. So that's why today we're going to lay this firm foundation. And Daniel particularly demands an understanding of God's three divisions and an understanding of God's plans. So we're going to go into that this morning. We're going to find out how they began. The Bible is the plan of God. And we see in the Bible that before the foundation of the world, God planned for man. And before the foundation of the world, God provided man's redemption. Remember what Peter says? You were redeemed with the precious blood of a lamb from before the foundation of the world. There are many, many before the foundation of the world scriptures. It's fun to go through them and see what he planned. He planned the place of the church. Ephesians 1 tells us before the foundation of the world. So before we see earth as we do now, in my book, The Blood and the Glory, we go into some of these things in detail. God planned for man. Now, at man's creation, God spoke concerning man. Turn to Genesis, or Bereshit in the beginning. Turn to Genesis 1:26. God spoke. God speaks his word. We're word people. We know about that. Hallelujah. How marvelous it is to stand before you and know the background that you have and don't have to explain everything. God spoke concerning man at his creation, Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God spoke the place of man in God's plan for eternity. Man is a creature of dominion. God knew that man was going to fall before he created him. So that's why the blood of the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Now we see in Psalm 8, turn to Psalm 8. The Bible is also the story of the glory. Psalm 8 says that when he created man, he crowned him. An angel watching the great creation said in Psalm 8:3, it is recorded, Hebrews 2, 6 through 8 tells us an angel said it. Psalm 8, verse 3, the angel had watched the creation. He said, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or that you had him in your mind, Lord, to invent even, create? And the son of man that you visit him. Angels called on God. God went down to visit Adam. Verse 5, for thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim, the scripture says in its original text, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. God said that man would have dominion. There came a moment in Adam's creation when God himself got up off his throne and went over to the man and placed a crown on his head and crowned him with glory and honor. Kings wear crowns. Dominion was spoken of in the glory that came upon man. We know the sad story. Man fell. But I missed one point I wanted to make to you about when God said, let us make man in our image. Satan heard it. The word Satan means in the Hebrew adversary. And the adversary heard God say that man is going to have dominion over the works of God's hand. So Satan makes man, the creation, Adam, he marks him and he goes after him. And now we see man in his fall. Let's turn to Genesis 3:15, and we hear God speak as the man falls, after he fell. Genesis 3:15, speaking to Satan, God says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So now he knows that one is going to come along that will bruise his head. In the Orient, in the East, that means break his dominion. And so he watches. He heard God say that, and he watches for this one to come. He takes out after this righteous seed in Scripture. We see it. Now the fall, we see also something else. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. So when man fell, this glory that he was crowned with, he fell short of the glory. The presence, the manifest presence of God was upon him, and he fell from that into spiritual death. After the fall, Satan heard these things, and he worked to stop God's word from coming true. Satan's only hope that he has is that he can stop something God said from coming true. If he can stop God's word from coming to pass, then he can defeat God, and he will be God. And so he doesn't give up. He attempts to do it. He attempted right there with Adam and Eve and their children, Cain and Abel. He attempted to stop the seed, and he attempted to stop the knowledge of God in the earth. And he came against all the followers of God, and he came down to a very successful state, because it got down to the place where only one man had knowledge of God in the earth left, and that was Noah.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!